people. Purpose. Patience. I consider myself a wrestling fan. Been loving wrestling for, oh my gosh, since I was four. As far back as I can remember. Reason why I say that, to think about The Rock, I finally know my role. As funny as that sounds. My role in life is to overcome. But overcome in front of an audience, to you, to my family, my children, to my coworkers, to everyone I come past, because it always seems to me that I'm familiar to people, so to speak. Reason why I say familiar to people, because I walk everywhere, I'm on public transportation a lot. But the reason why I say familiar to people, because certain people come to me or they see me on the bus or walking around and they say, sometimes I see you and you're the brightest person I can see. And other times I see you and you seem like you hate the world. I hear that a lot in so many different ways. And I'm always returning that with, really, I don't seem that way on the inside, but like I tell most people I have this conversation with, you're right in your perception, because how can you know how I'm feeling if you don't know me? You perceive it. I've turned a lot of people on to getting to know people. Overcome your perception, so to speak. So the reason why I say I know my role is to overcome in front of an audience so people can see it done, instead of hoping or wishing. So you can know that you don't have to hope. You don't have to wish. You can do. You can go through these things. You can have these feelings. You can feel this way, and that's okay. You cannot feel, and that's okay as well. But you can also know that you have a person right in front of you. Whether you're listening to me, whether you know me, whether you see me, whether it's the first time meeting, somebody that's overcoming something. Somebody that's going through something, but knows, not hopes, not wishes, but knows, I'll come out battle tested, scarred, beat up, but I'll come out of it just the same way I came into it. And I don't mind that. I don't mind that one iota. One bit. Because I feel, I see myself, I can hear myself getting better with my delivery. No longer second guessing myself. I'm not repeating myself. I can see it with the numbers of the podcast and how I'm being perceived now. How things are looking for me now, because I'm an overcomer, because my life seems to go in that repeated fashion of struggle, or suffer, overcome, learn, repeat, however you want to put it. So as I open this up saying that I finally know my role, the other part of that, shut your mouth. So I view that part, the shut your mouth part, knowing who you are, accepting what's in front of you and what's to be and what's coming. Keep going. Because you're gonna come out of it better. Not the way that he put it in the terms of, you know, when he was throwing back and forth with somebody on a microphone in the wrestling ring, but this is different. This is not what my role in life. This is shutting my mouth and keep fighting, keep swinging, because I know it's gonna come right back. Just as soon as I got a promotion, just as soon as I thought things were headed in a different direction with myself, with my wife, with our children, as soon as you turn that corner, here comes that truck flying down the road that you can't dodge, that you have to face it. What's on the other side of this struggle? What's on the other side of this uncertainty? The only thing that I know that will be on the other side of this struggle and this uncertainty is I'll learn from it, hoping to never return, but waiting for the next. This year isn't nothing but a couple of weeks old, and I've already been faced with so much. I've already had to fight for so much. And it's worth it. It's worth it. Especially right now. Especially now. It's all worth everything that's to become of me. That's to become of my family. Because we've seen it. We've fought. We've cried. We've hurt. But we've also laughed again. We've also defied those odds. We've also stood tall as a unit and taught others to do the same. But also look within ourselves and realizing that I'm not alone in this. Sort of draw strength from each other. And we know what's expected and what's accepted. But the one thing that isn't accepted is failure. The one thing that isn't accepted is giving up. The one thing that isn't accepted is to maneuver in another way. Maybe have a new dream, because wait a minute, your life doesn't want you to have a new dream. What happened to the dream that we've been fighting for, that we've been dreaming all our life? What happened to that one? I don't want to lose that just because you're going through something, or just because it's taking a little bit more time than you expected. You learn and you keep fighting. You learn and you keep moving on. Like I said, you know your role and you shut your mouth. Because you know, what's crying about it gonna do? Not to say that you have to be emotionless in life, but you know that's not possible. You have to have emotion. You have to feel. You have to. What are you going to pick yourself up from if you don't know how to fall. You have to know how strong you are, right? Exactly. You have to. There's a picture of my children that I love. I adore it. I was walking them home from school one day. And this is when my wife was out of town. And there was this word written in graffiti on the wall. It was defy. And I took a picture of my children right there along that wall, all five of them. And it fit them perfectly. Because that's exactly how I live my life, and how I see them as living theirs. In defiance of the norm, in defiance of status quo, in defiance of how things are supposed to go, they're doing it their way. Just as I do mine, just as my wife is doing hers, we're doing it our way. We're living life according to how we feel, according to our family, not according to yours, not according to how you raise your kids, not according to how you love your husband and you love your wife, our way. And as I look at them now, a few years later, and how much they're defying, not the wrong way, but like I said, their way. So hopefully, you as well can live your life. One, knowing your role, knowing who you are, and knowing your why. Shutting your mouth, keep fighting, keep swinging, keep going. And continue to defy. Because it's only us. We're not a part of them, we're a part of us. Like, we're singular, so we can't take anybody with us. I can't put my children in the same box and think of them as the same. I think of them as individuals. So I can't put them in, you know, in all in a collective and they do the same and think the same and act the same, because that's not true. We continue to defy. We continue to live according to how we feel. It's gonna work. I know. Patience is a podcast.